This is NPR's Life in Berlin. Think about sounds of the Caribbean, and you might imagine waves lapping on the shore, palm trees rustling in the breeze. You might imagine reggae, steel drum calypso, maybe the popular music of the Cuban group, the Buena Vista Social Club. Now listen to this.
Darling, my love for you is stronger.
That's St. Lucian musician L.M. Stone, performing in Berlin as part of the annual Wassermusik Festival at the Haus der Kulturen der Welt. Stone's country music, crazy as it might sound, is as Caribbean as Bob Marley. It's just, well, the other Caribbean. HKW music director and Wassermusik curator Detlef Diedrichsen explains the concept of the other Caribbean, this year's theme.
The most popular music in the island of St. Lucia is country music in the style of the 1950s. So the really rough and tough barroom honky-tonk style of music. That's what they love there. And so we're very glad to have this singer that I think country fans would be surprised to see. And of course, people who listen to, you know, as I said, music from Cuba or Jamaica, they would also be very, very surprised to see and hear that.
It's this thoughtful approach that makes the Wassermusik series more than a delightful concert series on the banks of the Spree. It's a way for Berliners to see beyond the stereotypes of the Caribbean. By pairing films and literature readings with concerts highlighting underrepresented Caribbean musicians, the audience gets an even deeper sense of the social and cultural landscapes that inform the music.
Well, it's always important for us to broaden perspectives. That's the goal of our institution, and to, you know, set the pictures right. That the Caribbean is not, you know, palms and beaches and happy people dancing around. That there is a social reality in the Caribbean, and that's also part of the music, of course.
Diedrichsen starts by looking beyond Jamaica and Cuba, thinking of the Caribbean as a much broader field of exchange from smaller islands like Providencia to neighboring countries like Colombia and Venezuela.
It's also, you know, a style like merengue, which is a Caribbean music. No one can really say where it comes from. The Dominican Republic, they say we invented it. And I think Martinique, they also say we invented it. And also Venezuela says, yeah, well, might be you invented it, but we really developed it. And so all of them are right. My thesis is that the richness of the islands is, of course also coming from the constant exchange.
Wassermusik, the other Caribbean, runs until July 30th outdoors at the Haus der Kulturen der Welt. For NPR Berlin, I'm Lily Kelting.